strikes me as interesting that, I mean, even before he leaves the home, he has this strong sense that
with
Sabana is possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems, you know, strange where he gets this such a strong confidence there.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I mean, there are places where the Buddha also says, you know, like that. Yeah, there's this which is born. Surely there must be an unborn. There's this which is you know, not peaceful and is entangled. Surely there is that which is peaceful and unentangled. Because it's like he's just using logic and having this confidence that there is this birth, aging, sickness, death. Surely there must be something that is not subject to birth, aging, sickness, and death. And so it's a logical inference in the beginning, but then of course that's what his, say, awakening experience is, a confirmation of that intuition and that motivation to find that which is beyond the ordinary and the mundane. So yeah, the Buddha is quite exceptional in the history of religious tradition. You know, of course I'm biased, but you know, to feel that you know, the Buddha is really willing to push himself beyond the comfort level of just putting up with what is you know, basically bearable. I mean, it's kind of like Freud with the, you know, for all his, you know, insight into the nature of mind in the, say, 19th century, you know, he basically felt that, you know, what his teaching could do would get you to, you know, a basic level of human suffering. free you from some things, but you get you to a sort of ordinary, normal level of suffering. And the Buddha wouldn't settle for that.